You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. This next piece is a collaboration with our friends at Oakland Voices, a project where East Oakland residents tell the story of their own neighborhoods. Most artists follow their visions in the privacy of their studios, but one Oakland artist is redefining public space. Reporter Bill Joyce brings us the story of community artist Leila Espinoza.
Two tennis courts enclosed by a chain-link fence sit adjacent to Atoll Plaza Park in Oakland, near Lake Merritt. Leila Espinoza is here nearly every weekend. She hangs up a canvas outside the fence so passersby can catch a glimpse of her painting. Today, it's the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the form of a mermaid, a painting she created right here on this tennis court.
It really is about creating a presence in a space, making a statement, and keeping a commitment. And whoever comes through during the process of that, that's great.
Espinoza comes to the park for many reasons. One of them is because there's much more space to create. She lives up the street from here with her 5-year-old son. They moved to this area after being displaced from a neighborhood near Highland Hospital.
And then when the landlord sold the house, we moved to a little tiny apartment over here. And we don't have space to do much, you know, it's tiny. But the rent is more expensive. Yeah, so now we're here.
What drives her to keep making art here is the idea that this work can bring people together.
We have a mermaid over here.
Oh, a mermaid? Oh, my gosh. Oh, honey. I wish I was a real mermaid.
Me too.
Espinoza points out the details in her painting to park visitor Sherelle Boyd.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
She's not finished yet, but...
That is so beautiful. It's so colorful. And it's so alive. Oh, I love that work. I love your work, girl. I love her work. Oh, heck yeah.
These interactions are what keep Espinoza inspired, helping park users realize that these spaces truly do belong to the public.
When you set up your studio or gallery or your anything, you're going to show your work or you're going to do some work, you set up your studio. You clean up, you organize it, you know, you take care of it. And it's the same for when you're doing anything out in public, you know, and it has to do with considering, in a sense, taking back the streets.
Every Sunday, when Espinoza comes to the park, she uses plastic gloves to pick up liquor bottles and trash along the courts before setting up her outdoor gallery. She realizes that this area of Oakland has a reputation for violence. But for her...
There's really no danger. The danger comes when we don't know each other and when we isolate ourselves and we don't talk to each other and we don't recognize each other.
Once the area is cleaned up, Espinoza lays out canvases inside the tennis court. One canvas serves as an invitation for park users to join in.
If you feel like you want to do something that's positive or creative or constructive, something that brings peace, this is the perfect time to do it because at this point, anything, you know, as simple as it is going to be beneficial because we're in desperate situation right now. You know, it's... Any little simple gesture has huge effect, huge impact.
Today, no one joins in to paint, which is Espinoza's ultimate goal. But for now, even if people just observe, she feels she's doing something right. Like when passerby David Ford stops to have a closer look at her painting, then notices the flowers in the park.
There's nothing on the face of this earth that's not beautiful.
We know that.
I mean, for real.
Hey.
I mean, I told her that. I see there's nothing. See that dandelion over there? It's sitting on that by itself. Ain't it beautiful? In its own self of space.
One. Ain't that beautiful?
Look at that leaf right there. Sitting there. Ain't it beautiful in its own self of space? Look at that.
It's this kind of beauty that Espinoza hopes to capture, or at least to encourage people to be more aware of. When night falls at Atoll Plaza, the sound of Brazilian music fills the park. It's another artist who comes here to feel inspired by the outdoors. Lila Espinosa sits cross-legged, leaning forward, painting until she turns off the lights on the tennis courts and returns next Sunday. For Cross Currents, I'm Bill Joyce.